Good morning. My guest this morning is Nina Arbour from Memorial Hospice. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, we're talking about caregiver grief support volunteer training, and it's coming up in mid-September.
Yes.
And we need to know all about it. It sounds like a wonderful, a godsend for the volunteer.
Yeah, it may sound strange to say that a hospice volunteer training is a wonderful thing, but I believe in it with my heart and soul. And when people ask me, what is this about? We say that it's about preparing to offer support for patients and families who are dealing with terminal illness, as well as people who are grieving. But what I also will say about it is that I think it's the stuff of life. It's a 9-week course that really encourages us to examine our thoughts and our beliefs and our values around loss, around life, around living, all of it.
So it's 9 weeks starting September 19th.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And going on Mondays until November 7th.
Yes.
10 a.m. until 1 p.m.
Yes.
So it's 3 hours a week for 9 weeks.
Yes, absolutely. And I view it as 3 hours a week where you can sink into introspection, learn about hospice, talk about the philosophy of not only dying, but also how we are living our lives. So it's actually 3 hours a week of introspection in many ways.
I think it's easy for people to kind of overlook what hospice is until they have a personal experience of it.
Yes.
And then it becomes completely different.
Yes, absolutely. I feel that way myself. I mean, I've been in the hospice field for 34 years, and I feel like when I became the recipient in terms of my own family members, it deepens the trust, respect, and actually, I think, awe of what hospice can do for people.
Yeah. Well, the things that come up when people are going through that process with someone who knows how to be there.
Yes, yes.
It's just invaluable.
Yes, absolutely.
You'll be interviewing.
Yes.
Through August 30th. Mm-hmm. Can you give an idea of what you're looking for?
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for somebody who is open-hearted, who is curious about other people, who has an innate sense of compassion for others. I'm not as invested in experience as I am with the qualities of compassion and open-heartedness. I truly believe that we bring the gift of ourselves to others, and we need to stay open to the teaching of what people who have terminal illness and who are grieving can offer to us as well.
Also, there's if I'm reading your literature right, there's a small materials fee that people who do this course pay, a $50 fee.
Yes, there is. And what I say across the board is that it should never be a reason for someone not to take training. So we absolutely will have a scholarship for people that may be challenging for. I'd much rather see people come forward and participate in our volunteer program and serving others in this county than worrying about a $50 training fee.
For the volunteer who has done the first 9 week training, how much time in general do you subscribe to as an actual volunteer?
What I would say is if somebody has 1 to 4 hours on a weekly basis that they can offer without feeling terribly stretched, that would serve us well.
That's certainly a modest amount of time to take. I'm not a young guy, but I have never done this particular kind of volunteer work, but I have done volunteer work with the elderly.
Yes.
I miss it when I'm not doing it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that if you spoke with any of the volunteers in our program, what I hear them say over and over again is they receive so much more than they feel that they give in each situation.
That is what happens, I believe.
Nina,
let's tell people that this is training for patient care and grief support training for volunteers. 9 weeks to subscribe. For information and to arrange for an interview, here's the phone numbers, 568-1094, 778-6242. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.